In Minneapolis, I'm Joey Peters. Felino de la Peña never forgot the abuse he took for supporting Fidel Castro. De la Peña was marching with a group called the Fair Play for Cuba Committee. It was the early 1960s. They were in downtown Minneapolis, and a surprise came from above.
Somebody threw some water from a second floor, and I got completely soaked. They thought they were communists.
Unlike many Cuban Americans, De La Peña moved to the U.S. before Castro took power. He lived under Castro's predecessor, Fulgencio Batista, and he didn't like it. So he joined Fair Play for Cuba, an unpopular and short-lived pro-Castro group in the United States.
We have meetings around the university, mainly explaining why the revolution had to come to Cuba.
At one of the group's rallies on the University of Minnesota campus, students tossed snowballs at the Castro supporters. The April 19th, 1961 headline in the Minnesota Daily reads, "Jeering students disrupt Fair Play for Cuba rally." The next day, one or more of the anti-Castro students hung an effigy titled "Fair Play for Cuba Committee" from a tree in front of the chemistry building. These Minnesota college students weren't the only ones who despised Castro. So did the vast majority of Cuban exiles moving to the U.S. in the 1960s.
Is this to be our investment against a communist future for the world? This is a meeting in Miami, Florida. And this is a group of Cuban exiles who call themselves the Alliance for Liberation.
I am Captain Aquiles Chinea. I am ready to join those already fighting Castro.
Castro had come to power in 1959, expelling U.S.-owned companies from the island and partnering with our country's arch-nemesis, the Soviet Union. In 1961, Castro went further, declaring Cuba socialist and paving the way for the one-party state it is today. De La Peña welcomed the change. He arrived in the U.S. in the 1940s to teach Spanish in North Carolina. Later, he fell in love with a woman from Wisconsin, got married, and the couple moved to Minneapolis. Pictures from that time show De La Peña exhibiting a cheerful demeanor with ruddy cheeks and a youthful glow. As the revolution fomented in his home country, De La Peña enthusiastically supported it.
Because Cuba at that time, it was a big resort, and the people, hungry, no jobs. I was happy. We were happy to have been a revolution.
A return visit to his hometown of Holguín sealed De La Peña's enthusiasm. He visited his elderly mother. She told him, under Castro, due to her age, her rent was free. When he rode public buses, De La Peña noticed how women and children got preferential treatment. He liked that. In Minnesota, De La Peña's friends took notice of his support for Castro.
Many people say, "Oh, you are a communist? How is my communist friend?" But I know they were teasing me. They didn't care.
But his activism sometimes came at a personal cost.
And many good friends here, Felino, don't call me. The FBI are visiting us saying that you are a communist. I lost their friendship because they were afraid. I get nervous talking about those times.
Today, things are better. In 2015, President Barack Obama normalized U.S. relations with Cuba.
I have the great honor to represent my country.
And earlier this year in Minneapolis, a top-level Cuban diplomat thanked De La Peña at a ceremony at Augsburg College.
Thanks to people like Felino. Because when you see a person like Felino that has been fighting all these years, you only can say thank you.
Afterwards, they embraced. Then, the spry 97-year-old De La Peña sauntered to the sounds of Charanga Tropical. For KFAI, I'm Joey Peters.